Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mandatory minicamp today. Starts at 2 o'clock. Mandatory is what it is. You got to be there. If not, you get a financial penalty coming your way. And we don't anticipate any of that. And joining us now to talk about their very subject. Joins us every Tuesday from the USA Today. It's Ravens Wire. Bob Eddie Vittis, Rod and Nolan McGraw. Let's welcome in Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Mandatory minicamp. It's another step closer to the regular season. OTA is over, and you're right. Yeah, now you got to be there. We'll see if anybody doesn't show up, although I'd be a little shocked if that were the case, especially considering most of the guys showed up to the voluntary stuff. So I'm not really sure if you don't want to show up to the mandatory stuff, you probably wouldn't show up to the voluntary stuff.
Now I'm looking, trying to think, and usually that's a very complicated process for my beer fried brain. Drama free training camp last year, or just issue free last year, the offensive line, as Vinny and I were talking about 2 years ago, going into, or minicamp rather, Lamar had settled the contract dispute the year before that, going into the season, contract dispute. In recent vintage, is this about as calm as a minicamp could possibly be? Knock on wood for injuries, obviously, but there doesn't appear to be any issues with this ball club and even limited open opportunities for starters here.
Yeah, I think so. And I was going to say that, you hit the nail on the head there, where it's like, yeah, the starter positions that you're looking at, it's really on offense, left guard. Andrew Voorhees, Ben Cleveland. It feels like the Ravens have pretty much telegraphed that Daniel Falele is going to be their right guard. There's, I guess, still an opportunity for another player to win that job, but I'd assume week one he's going to be that guy. So left guard on the offense. Offensively, I guess it's more just depth opportunities for guys. And yeah, you're right, where, again, I'm not expecting anybody to hold out or hold in during minicamp or training camp this year. The Ravens do have extension opportunities with guys, but I don't think that anyone's particularly unhappy with their situation. Guys are going to try to perform well in contract years. I don't feel like we're going to have to go through, I think, what J.K. Dobbins held in a couple of years ago. There was a Lamar thing that you mentioned a couple of years ago as well. But I think for now, the Ravens are pretty set. And, you kind of look around the division and you see the Browns having their quarterback situation, the Bengals with Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart, and then the Steelers navigating through Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you look at Baltimore, just calm, cool, and collected and drama-free right now, which is really nice.
Kevin, who do you think has more pressure on him starting today, Monken or Orr?
Well, that's a good question. I'll probably say it's Monken for now, just because I think that year three for him, trying to utilize everybody and just continuing to ascend the offense, where I think with Zach Orr, there is a little more leeway with him right now, just because it's year two for him. And we saw the defense perform better in the second half of the season. I would say first half pressure, I might say it's Zach Orr, because of the fact that they have a lot of tough offenses in the first 6 weeks, and we know how the defense started out last season. So I think the goal for Zach Orr is to have the defense start off quicker than we saw last season. So I think that if you're talking about first half of the season, I would probably say Zach Orr has more pressure on him. But if we're talking about overall, I think that it's for Todd Monken to be able to get the offense to perform, I guess, at a more consistent level, where we know the offense is really good. We know the offense had top five, top two, top one statistical categories last season, but we did see in moments them falter. So I would put it on Todd Monken, but you could make a case for Zach Orr. I wouldn't be mad if that was the answer.
All right, tomorrow 4:30. Who's Harb's bragging about? Speechless.
There we go.
Him coming back from the injury, him finding his footing. Keaton talking about how he hit 22.4 miles an hour, how he's feeling good. Look, we know he's not going to be the starter. We know Derrick Henry's there. We know Justice Hill is going to have his role too. But I just feel like with that three-headed monster potential, I have a lot of hope with Keaton Mitchell being that piece. And then flipping over to defense, I've been all aboard the Tavius Robinson train here. I think he's my pick for Ravens breakout player of the year. We heard what Chuck Smith had to say about him during OTAs. And I think that for a guy like Tavius, who we saw like showed flashes throughout the season, had a really great divisional round game against Buffalo in that loss. He's a great run defender, and adding more to his arsenal as a pass rusher. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if John Harbaugh echoed what Chuck Smith had to say. Chuck Smith called him a centerpiece on that defense, and that was something even I wasn't expecting Chuck Smith to call Tavius Robinson. But I think Tavius is going to have a really good season, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
What do you think is going to happen at the inside linebacker position?
My gut feeling is that, you know, with what they have, Trenton Simpson will probably win the job. I'm not saying there's a chance Teddy Buchanan wins that job. I think that is the case, but yeah, I think the thing that people sometimes, at least from the conversations I've seen on social media and just on social channels, I think people are assuming, oh, hey, the Ravens have to play two inside linebackers the whole time this season. It's not the case whatsoever. They don't have to play two inside linebackers on the field. You can go heavy DB packages. You can go dime. You're not married to that. He was in Baltimore next to Roquan during that 2023 season. Sure, you didn't want to take those two off the field a lot of the time because PQ was playing well for them, and he was your best option there, at least one of them. But I think that, again, you kind of had to throw together an interesting combination of guys last season with Malik Harrison and Chris Board and, again, Kristen Welch there too. But I think for Trenton Simpson, him coming in and winning that job, it would take a lot of pressure off of Roquan. I think some of the struggles we saw from Roquan at the beginning of the season last year was because of the fact that he was relied upon to do so much and he was stretched pretty thin. So I think it's a really big opportunity for Trenton. I mean, if not now, then when, I think, for Trenton. So I think that Teddy Buchanan has an opportunity, but my prediction is that Trenton Simpson will win that job.
Do you think that Eric needs to add anything before we get to camp?
I'd still like them to add a veteran safety, you know, especially with kind of what we saw over at OTAs and, you know, what we heard about Shelby Woozie and Bo Bray. Now, Harbaugh mentioned that those are just minor ankle injuries, and, you know, that's good. Hopefully those two guys can come back by the time mini camp is over, or if not, by the time training camp rolls around. But I just think having the insurance policy for our Darius, and, you know, you don't want to be in the spot that you were last season where your depth gets stretched so thin. And for them last year, it was obviously due to poor performance, but that can also be a factor due to injuries. And so I think that, again, it doesn't have to be a Justin Simmons or a Julian Blackman or one of those guys, but I just think having the option there, the roster is pretty much set, right? I don't really think there are many additions that they need to make right now. They added John Jenkins. They got their run-stuffing D linemen. Unless a bunch of injuries strike at a certain position, and knock on wood, that does not happen, I think you're set, but I think a veteran safety would not hurt them at all.
He is Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Check it out. What's going on the website today as mini camp starts. And then, you know, get that long break. I feel a lot of 6 week time there with stories, Kevin. So what are we doing?
Yeah, a lot of stories over that break. Just, you know, figuring out who's performing well and who's not at mini camp over this week. And then for that break, you know, mentioning players the Ravens could potentially sign, training camp battles to watch. Maybe there'll be an extension or two we can talk about before camp starts. So plenty of potential still, because we know the NFL is it's a year-round thing, and the Ravens, they're always making moves and always staying busy.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Have fun this week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Kev.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
There's Kevin Ostreicher, everybody. Something we're going to talk about at 12 o'clock, news from the Nest. If we had to predict, and we will, who's going to lead the Ravens in sacks in 2025. Who will lead the Ravens in sacks? You want to get in? You can. Me, Vinny, and Nolan, obviously, talk about it. News from the Nest. When we come back, whip around NBA Finals Game 5. Went one way, and it was a good way if you're a Thunders fan. We'll get into that. And more Stanley Cup Finals Game 6. Could be a closeout game in Florida. Neil Solins, Rays Radio, talk about why they're so good. Last 25 games, 19-6. Orioles felt that wrath last night. They had a funhouse trip with Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Turn It Up Tuesday here on the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan.
Vin- Haney and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
All right, time for the Whip Around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney beats Rotto. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. NBA Finals. Game 5 last night in OKC. And Nolan brought this up during Buy or Sell to me. You buy or sell that Aaron Wiggins, after scoring 18 in game 2, rather quiet the next couple, he'd scored 10 points or more in any other game. And I said yes. And to be honest with you, the reason I said yes, because he's a Terp, I was kind of reluctant because he's not even playing 10 minutes, much less score 10 points. But I bought it. Unfortunately, I didn't buy it with real money. I bought it with my heart, man. And Aaron Wiggins, though, made me look smart, which is something rare around these parts.
Emhart, good aggressive defense there. SGA kicks it out. Williams back up top. Wiggins straight on three. Got it.
Banged it. Aaron Wiggins, 3 for 3 from three to start his night. Finished with 14 points as OKC dropped the hammer on the Indiana Pacers, 120-109. Yeah, a little interesting there in the fourth quarter. And Wiggins had a great day, you know, 14-5. Jalen Williams, how about that 40? He has now surpassed Kurt Rambis as the best player from Santa Clara in the history of the NBA. He had 40.6 boards, 4 assists. SGA, quietly 31-10 assists. As Thunder take a 3-2 lead. Pascal Siakam at 28 for the Pacers. But Tyrese Halliburton goes down in the first quarter. What, strained his calf? Played 30-plus minutes, but poorly.
Yeah.
T.J. McConnell was actually balling out, as the young kids would say, for them. But he wasn't. Hey, I'm all Team Halliburton. This guy's been clutching it up. What, 4 buzzer beaters, game winners in this playoffs alone? Some legends have never done that in their entire career. But he was a liability.
Well, that's what they were talking about, you know, on TV and stuff this morning, Bob. McConnell had 13 points in the third, and he was doing great.
And he's an energy guy.
Yeah, and then Halliburton comes in and does nothing, you know, and he couldn't move laterally.
Well, I was watching it.
Yeah.
He was one of the swinging gates defensively.
What would you have done?
I would have. You like to, I don't know. You got to acquiesce to the stars, but common sense. I mean, if he's at 70%, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he's laboring like he was, you got, like, McConnell helped them get kind of back into the game. But, you know, Halliburton said, if I could walk, I'm playing in game 6 on Thursday. But the Thunder, they're up 3-2 and probably maybe cutting down the nets in Indiana, which is a tough gig, but then again, they pulled it out last Friday. But good for Aaron Wiggins coming up big. And if he wins, or they win, he'll be the 4th Maryland player to get an NBA ring, joining Keith Booth, Tony Massenburg, Adrian Branch. Now, Buck Williams lost twice in the finals when he was with Portland to Detroit and to the Bulls, but you know, they're talking about two of the greatest teams in the history of the NBA. But either way, they're there. Now tonight, Stanley Cup Finals. Oilers at Panthers. 8 o'clock puck drop. Florida won in Canada in game 5. And won convincingly in doing so. Now as they look to become the first team since Tampa Bay went back-to-back, 5 years ago, Stanley Cups. I mean, what does Edmonton do in goal? I mean, it seems like they're a little shaky.
Yeah, Skinner, Pickard, they're trying to. I'd probably go with Skinner, you know, and then if he has any issues, then I bring in Pickard, you know, to finish it. But the key tonight's going to be, Bob, I mean, Florida has outscored them 11-4 in the first period. Edmonton's got to score early. Because what happens is then Florida, when Florida's up after one, they're playing their game. Forechecking and, you know, closing the middle of the ice and all that, and making a tough run, Draisaitl and McDavid. So I think if Edmonton can get the lead, then they can play their freestyling type game. You know, and that to me, that's the only way. And goalies have to play well for them. I picked Edmonton in seven. I'll say Edmonton comes back tonight. Takes it to seven.
Hey, you can admit you're wrong. I mean, sometimes we make bad decisions, and you can't. If you want to ride with it, that's fine. But if you're really feeling Florida's going to win, go with it, man.
Yeah, I think Florida's hungry, Bob. You know, and they got a lot of veteran guys. Kachuk says, I'm playing. It's like game seven. You know, that crowd, the Stanley Cup is going to be there. More than likely, they're hosting the cup, Bob.
And a puck drop 8 o'clock tonight as the Panthers look to make it back-to-back. It is the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, this day in Orioles history, it is June 17th, 1997. Oriole Park Camden Yards against the Montreal Expos. This was the first year of interleague play. Expos, now the Nats, for you young whippersnappers out there. Tony Tarasco, who the Orioles got from the Expos, won 2-for-4 with a homer. Robbie Alomar, Hall of Famer, he had two ribbies. As Scott Kamenicki picked up his fifth win. Randy Myers, who was brilliant that season, wire-to-wire, was 24th save-it. Mike Bordick, our colleague here on the Fan, Oriole Hall of Famer, was 2-for-3 that day. Old Bordy, that's right. You look at him with his good feet and stuff. He was a hell of a baseball player, and he had a hell of a game this night. 28 years, get out of here. 2012, Nolan, this will make you feel old. 2012, you were what, 16? 16-year-old Nolan wearing his leather jacket and smoking cigarettes like he's in the Outsiders or something. Orioles are in Atlanta. They beat the Braves 2-0. Mark Reynolds had a ribby. Orioles get an unearned run. Wei-Yin Chen goes 7 shutout for his 7th win of the year. Jim Johnson, who was great. Till the playoffs. He picked up his 20th save as the Orioles beat the Braves 2-0. And then 11 years ago, down at the Trop, Chris Davis hit a grand slam of Eric Bedard. Steve Pierce went deep. Miguel Gonzalez picked up the win. Zach Britton the save as the Orioles, who would be the eventual AL East champs, beat the Tampa Bay Rays 7-5. Hopefully, the current day Orioles can duplicate that against the current day Rays. Speaking of the current day Rays, Neil Solans, Rays Radio. We'll talk to him next. Why are they so good offensively? And they're just good right now overall. 19-6, right? Yep. The last 25 games. So Neil Solans, Rays Radio. Then a fun house trip with Nolan. Then we're going to get to news from the next top of the hour. Who's going to leave the Ravens in sacks as we're on the verge of minicamp? To be honest with you, I have no idea. No. I'm going to have to think of something in a half an hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rays Radio's own Neil Solent. Neil, what's happening? Good morning. Hope you're feeling all right today.
Yeah, good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the time. And Ryan Pepio yesterday looked like Jim Palmer, Tom Seaver, Don Drysdale, throwing a right-hander that throws hard and gets a lot of Ks. And look, he's talented as all get out. But last night, was that kind of a career-defining start for him? Because he looked pretty impressive. And I know 11 Ks was a career high for sure.
I don't know if I would say career defining. Obviously, that, you know, in the next several years, will define whether that was a breakthrough moment. I think he's been really good, though, the last probably month and a half. I think it's 7 out of 8. He's had at least robo quality starts, and the 8 innings was the longest he's gone. I think, you know, as a group, he and the rest of the starting pitching are a big reason why the Rays have gone on the kind of run they've gone on and gone 19 out of 25 now.
Now, you got Zach Littell tonight, and the Orioles were putting up some crooked numbers there against the Angels, and they're as healthy as they've been, Neil, as you know, offensively in quite some time. They got that silence last night. Eplin got it handed to him, but give us an idea what Littell's going to bring. Not a big lefty-heavy rotation for Tampa Bay, and we'll see what goes on. But what about Littell? What's the challenge that Manzo's troops are going to be facing tonight down at Steinbrenner Field?
Well, I mean, I know Baltimore's got a really good lineup. You know, I think this is the same core that, you know, has been good the last several years. And, you know, I would think over time, a younger group is going to continue to mature. You know, in terms of Zach, the greatest challenge for him is, I mean, for the most part, he's a finesse guy. You know, he's probably similar to Zach Littell in that he, you know, works in, out, up, down, uses all four quadrants, mixes several pitches. You know, needs to keep teams off balance. The key for him is keeping the ball in the yard. He's right at the top of Major League Baseball in home runs allowed. And I always say home runs aren't going to beat you if you give up solo shots. His last time out, though, he gave up 4 of them and lost a 4-3 ball game and still gave his team a really good chance to win. But he's going to throw strikes. He's going to keep the ball in the zone. He's going to let his fielders do the work. And if, you know, he limits the balls in the air at the ballpark, he's always got a chance.
Now, Neil, you talk about the pitching of the Tampa Bay Rays, this 19-6 run that they've gone on that puts them right now in a wild card situation, pretty strong at that. But the offense, so looking at a stat watching the game here locally on Masson, that the Rays offense putting up crooked numbers a lot, 6 runs per game plus on average, 7 against the Birds last night. Talk about some of these. They're not household names. We know Brandon Lowe, he's a former Terp, and, you know, we always wish well for the Maryland guys, but not a lot of household names, but top 10 in runs, homers, and all sorts of impressive offensive categories right now.
You know, I think a lot of people forget because the last year was such a down year for the group that there's still a pretty good core of a team that was top 3 in Major League Baseball in runs scored just 2 years ago. You know, and Yandy Diaz and Brandon Lowe and Josh Lowe were a big part of it. And those are the guys who generally are hitting 1-2-3. Now, I think probably the breakthrough guy is Jonathan Aranda. You know, he's a guy who's in his mid-20s. AAA, he was putting up 1,000 OPS numbers back-to-back years, and each time he would get called up, he had a tough time, you know, translating to the big league level. And I think the last month of last year, he was the Rays' best hitter. And I think that confidence that he had is carried over to this year in the same approach. He's become an important guy in the middle of the lineup. And then probably the other guy who most people are talking about is the guy who leads them in home runs and ribbies, and that's Junior Caminero. And when Junior was called up for good last quarter of last year, he was rated the number one prospect in baseball. And, you know, I think he's still going to have his ups and downs because he's only 21 years of age. But, you know, he's got a really, really high ceiling, as he's shown already. He's, what, you know, 17 homers, 45 ribbies, and we're not at the midway point. So he's got a chance to put up big numbers. And then I think the Rays have a lot of speed. They lead Major League Baseball in stolen bases. And I think it not only translates into the fact that they're running the bases well in terms of the steals, but they're also taking the extra base and doing the little things at the bottom of the order that's setting it up for the top five group.
Neil Solins, Rays Radio, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Orioles in Tampa, game two tonight, 7:35. Dean Kramer against Zach Littell. Assuming health is their friend with the Rays there, Neil, buyers, sellers, what do you see the trade deadline being like? Because, you know, the Yankees, you know, they're still in first, but they're scuffling a little bit. Orioles are still buried bottom of the division. Three AL East teams are wild card worthy right now. What's the approach going to be for the front office heading into the next month, 6 weeks here?
It's a good question, and it's one that's really hard to gauge at this point, you know, just because of, and I wouldn't count Baltimore out in terms of, you know, even the postseason this year. I know where they are in the standings, and they're 11 under 500, but I still remember what Detroit did last year, even after they traded people at the deadline. I still remember Houston was 12 and 24 to begin the year, and they ended up winning their division. And I still think 90-plus games is still a long way to go before you count a team that's, you know, out that's that talented. You know, in terms of the Rays, they're waiting on some other guys to get healthy still. You know, they're without Richie Palacios and Johnny DeLuca, who were supposed to be, if not everyday guys, in terms of your outfield, they were supposed to be regulars. And, you know, I think the same goes for Shane McClanahan, who was supposed to be their number one starter. And they were without Manny Rodriguez, who went on the injured list recently. Now, those should not be, you know, guys that they don't expect back. In fact, I would think that by the trading deadline, you know, it's possible all four of those guys could be back. If that's the case, you know, I think then the Rays would have to assess at that point, how are they playing? What are their needs? And what's the best way to make this team as good as they possibly can? So, you know, to say on June the 17th with 6 weeks to go is really hard to predict. I'd love to say that this team is going to continue that run, but boy, it's hard to go 19-6 no matter what time of year you're talking.
Hey, Neil, what are the players, do they like playing in that heat and the humidity and the stadium?
I think it was, you know, playing here was obviously an adjustment at first because it was a temporary home and you really didn't get a ton of games. In fact, the Rays finished their exhibition schedule on a Sunday, and then by Friday they were starting the regular season. So I thought it took a little bit of time for this team to kind of adjust to playing here and make this their full-time home, because they've been used to playing on turf and the comforts of being at 72 degrees every night. But at least, you know, my feeling watching, you know, in the broadcast booth, when this group is home, the last few homestands have been an advantage. I think our group is adjusted to the heat. I think the other teams, when they come here, is a big adjustment because none of these teams have faced heat like this. And I especially have seen whether it's pitchers having a tough time finding the grip on the baseball. I saw Zach Eflin had a little bit of a challenge in one of the innings last night, or you get a 20 or 30 pitch inning in the heat and all of a sudden you're wearing, I think, out your position players and your pitcher potentially. It's tough to come back from that. If the other pitcher, and the Rays have been really good about getting quick shutdown innings, if they go out and throw a 10 or 12 or 15 pitch inning, then you're right back out there. And I think the last few weeks, that's been a big advantage for this group when they're home.
Neil Solins, Rays Radio, Orioles and Rays tonight, 7:35 down at Steinbrenner Field. Neil, appreciate the time as always. Tampa will be in Baltimore in about 10 days or so. So we'll talk to you before the rematch, and hopefully both teams still doing some positive things. How's that sound?
I would think so. I mean, look, regardless of what happened last night, the Orioles have won, what, 14 out of 21? So they play that kind of baseball for the next 6 weeks, and they're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Now, you're more positive than most of our callers right now, Neil Solins. All right, Neil, thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Take care.
Here's Neil Solins, everyone. We'll come back, reset the show for you, get to a phone call, go to the Funhouse. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Who's going to lead the Ravens in sacks in 2025? You have an answer. Hey, we're listening. That's what you live life for. You like to give to other people, but you also want some self-enjoyment. And I enjoyed myself twice. Sad Faster Pussycat. We'll get to the Funhouse here in a second. Coming up top of the hour, news from the Nest. Who's going to lead the Ravens in sacks 2025? And we're all flummoxed here for now. Let's go to Trey and Joppa. Trey, thanks for holding. What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Oh, it's funny you got that's your topic for the top of the hour, who's going to lead the team in sacks, because that's kind of why I called, talking about OTAs today and just looking forward these next 2 days. I seen a clip of Abdul Carter at Giants camp, and just what I'm getting ready to say is he was winning easy with no pads on. You know what I mean? And Vinny talks about it all the time, effort guys and having to scheme things up. We need a win easy guy. That's why, you know, my dream pick was Mike Green. I'm glad we got him. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping the guys, the Chuck Smith and the finesse moves, can show face in these 2 days. And just moving forward. If you can just beat a guy, beat him off the ball. You know, let me see that spin move you got, Mike.
He's got one.
Yeah. And another thing too, Vinny, I think that the weight gain that OA put on can actually, in a reverse way, help his finesse moves, because if a tackle gotta sit on that inside foot thinking about OA going inside or trying to bull rush him, all that's going to do is slow him down that half a second he needs to get around the corner. So I think that could actually reverse engineer help Owe.
He's going to have to show the offensive tackles that he has a bull rush, that he's got that power.
I think my prediction for who will lead the team in sacks, I think we could have 6 to 7 guys with four or five. So I don't think the number would be too high. I think it's going to be Owe or Matabuke. Matabuke, I'm watching you. You're a $100 million man. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want it to be stretches where I don't notice you. Come on, Mad Dog. So I think it'll be Owe or Mad Dog. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Trey. Thanks for the call. And look, what Matabuke, 13.5 a couple years ago, yep. Got himself a big payday, and rightfully so. He wasn't terrible, but I mean that was probably an outlier.
Yes. Yeah, and the thing that got him, Bob, was that all of a sudden people are noticing him, and then he's getting double teamed, you know, and that's where all of a sudden, you know, we're saying, does Travis Jones, you know, what could help Matabike
who
is,
had one sack, yeah, last year.
If Travis Jones can require some double teams and get Matabike singled up. Because what did they try to do with Matabike last year? They put him on the outside some to single him up. They tried to help him out some. So that it's a really interesting question, Bob, that you asked, because it can go a lot of different ways.
Let's get back to the phone, see if Kevin in Ellicott City can answer it. Kevin, how you doing? What's up, man?
What's good, Vinny and Bob?
Same old.
Great segment, fellas. I think for me, I would really like to see, I believe that Hamilton could possibly be the sack leader, but Owe, I think, is going to have the most chances.
I don't think Kyle will be the sack leader. If he's a sack leader, he's a defensive MVP of the league. Because he's going to have double digits.
And get votes for the MVP.
Yeah. just because I think that the inside guys for the Ravens are going to, they're going to have to be accounted for. And I'm talking about the Travis Joneses, and I'm talking about Matabike. And then the outside guys are going to get singled up more and without chips and things. So who benefits most from that? I think it might be Van Ooy. And I have not seen him. Today is going to be the first time I've seen him since last season.
Cool, man. I appreciate it, fellas. I think defensively we're going to be awesome either way. But y'all have a great day, and it's been great listening with you.
All right, Kevin, thanks. Thank Appreciate you. The call, as always. Let's bring Nolan McGraw in here. Quick draw, how you feeling about this particular topic as we head into news from the Nest? We can get into whining about the Orioles next hour.
Right. I feel like I still got five more minutes to decide here because I am, well, it's between two guys for me. Really, I don't think that's much of a surprise who those names would be, Owe and Van Noy. But we'll figure it out on the other side. I think it's a close debate. And really, if there was an answer that came way out of left field, not necessarily a Hamilton left field, but a real shocker here, a real surprise leader, I don't think any of us should be surprised by that.
And to double down on that topic heading into the top of the hour, Nolan, you said something during the break. Will the Ravens even have a player with double-digit sacks this year after having two for the first time in forever in 2024? News from the Nest coming up next. Minicamp mandatory coming up at 2 o'clock. In your opinion, people, who would lead the Ravens in sacks? Granted, it's only June 17th, but hey, we got to fill time because there's no drama surrounding the Ravens right now, which, by the way, is a great thing. Plenty of drama with the Orioles. They get spanked last night. We'll talk about that with Rich Dubroff at 12:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.